Press Review on Radio U.
Hello, friends. Or should we say ciao, amici?
Let's start off by thanking Maria and Alice directing, and you're listening to Giselle,
Caterina,
and Monica.
And we had a lot of cloudy days this week, but today sun is out. Our press release will be even brighter to you.
So make sure to follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, TikTok, and you can always listen to us in radioyom.it.
And if you have any further questions, you can always text us on WhatsApp. And the number is 331-1438-923.
Or on email at info@radioyom.it.
We're super pumped to deliver you your weekly dose of press review. So here we go with some of our top headlines for today. Such as Mattarella clapping back at Elon Musk, Europe being in turmoil, and Rome being rocked by corruption probe, of course covered by Il Messaggero.
Furthermore, we have some global news on the US scenario.
And also Italian news, Italy reduces stakes, and also how Italy commits 6 million to Ukraine people.
So stay with us.
Okay, to start with, Il Sole 45 Ore says Italy reduces stake in MPS amid economic shifts, regional tensions, and climate changes intensify. And what's interesting about this topic is that Italy's Ministry of Economy has decided to sell part of its shares in the bank, and the bank's name is MPS. And what's so special about that occasion is that it's only keeping 47%, and they're selling 15% of shares to companies like BPM, Amina, etc., etc. But also at the same time, the situation in Beirut has worsened due to Israel's airstrikes, which is completely devastating, and it's causing injuries and forcing quite literally 300,000 children to flee towards Syria, which is the worst thing ever. And also Italy is planning budget changes and so on and so on, and we will dive into it later.
Further in with our Italian news, we have in the political sphere, such as topic named Mattarella clapping back at Elon Musk, the Europe being in turmoil, and Rome being rocked by corruption probe. Of course, a topic covered by Il Messaggero. So what does this exactly entail? Well, Italy's President Sergio Mattarella has responded to Elon Musk's recent comments regarding Italian migration, asserting that Italy knows how to take care of itself. The exchange comes as Italy faces pressures on its migration system. Meanwhile, there is a rift in the Europe area where we have emerging socialist representatives who vetoed the proposed EU commission, thus raising uncertainties about its future structure. And finally, in Rome, an investigation is underway involved alleged corruption related to the Jubilee Year's road construction projects, implicating some several officials and contractors. But that's not it. Further on, the news regarding Mattarella snapping at the infamous Elon Musk, La Repubblica states that Musk should respect Italy's institutions and sovereignty. So the Italian president has issued a strong response to the famous billionaire's criticism of Italy's judiciary, and especially in light of recent tensions over migration policies. Mattarella further emphasized that the country is a great democratic country, that being Italy, of course, which is capable of governing itself and defending its institutions, while the Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni also engaged with the billionaire in a phone call, underscoring the government's stance and the overall importance of respecting Italy's independence.
Now, turning to global news, we have Il Corriere della Sera, who highlights EU leadership in jeopardy as socialists rebel. Trump putting call sparks global concerns. In European politics, socialist members of the EU Parliament are opposing a key commission appointment, casting doubt on the stability of President Ursula von der Leyen majority. In foreign relations, a recent call between former U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has stirred concern, especially as it signals potential influences on future U.S.-Russia relations. This has been talked through so many different outlets that we're going to get further into after. In more news from the world of the U.S. Presidency election, there is the Financial Times that gives us information on Biden and Trump that hold their first meeting at the White House as amid election years tensions. It is the symbolic White House transitioning.
And talking about politics, we have prepared a song for you.
Yes, and we are going to take a breather and listen to the chosen song of the day, and that being Political Poachers by America.
Enjoy your song.
Someone told me you got to be free. Someone told me to stand in the rear. Keep on searching for kings in the street. Keep on crying for something that's clear. You are one more posse to pass in the night. One more con to conceal. One more tiger to paint on the stripe.
Hope you enjoyed this beautiful song. It was actually one of the first times that I listened to it, and now I'm obsessed.
It turned out to be one of your favorites, huh? Definitely will go into your Spotify playlist.
Yeah, definitely, right? Definitely. And now from worldwide news, we go back to Italian news. And Italy's self-employment programs for youth people says that Il Sole 24 Ore reports that Italy has several programs to help young people under 35 to start their own businesses, which is a perfect opportunity for those people, for us. However, many of these programs have made not much progress, unfortunately. But I believe it will only get better and better with the contribution of many people in this beautiful project. So as I said, and it also says that this slow progress makes it harder to lower youth unemployment, which remains a big challenge in Italy, which is very devastating. But let's focus on the good part that we still have several programs to help young people to contribute to the to help to build their bright future. And also now I'm gonna talk about Minister Santanche on tourism and youth employment. Italy's tourism minister, Daniela, says that the country needs more resources to improve job training and opportunities for young people in tourism. And of course, Italy is a perfect destination for this because people love Italy. Who doesn't? And they believe that by investing more in training, young people will have a better chance to actually find stable work in this important industry, which will also help these programs that we talked previously.
And furthermore, to open a little window on other topics covered by Italy's, one of the most famous Italian news outlets, Il Corriere della Sera, a little bit of some sad news, such as Italy mourning the unfortunate loss of Franco Ferrarotti, who used to be a pioneering sociologist and an overall influential figure in the Italian social sciences, who unfortunately passed away at the age of 98. Then we have an 18-year-old who allegedly was killed in Napoli after provoking his attacker and challenging him verbally by saying, "Go ahead, shoot me."
It's devastating.
Very, very. I couldn't believe my eyes.
It's incredible things are still happening this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the world will always have like negative parts. So, a little bit more on some political parts, such as Italy's government debating judicial authority over immigration issues, with some officials suggesting that appeals courts rather than lower tribunals should handle critical immigration-related rulings instead.
Now, here's what's happening in some global news. As we're talking about the transition in the White House from President Biden to President Trump, this is happening in a different way than it has in the previous elections, in which in 2020 there was the difficult transition between Trump and Biden, as there has been outrage because of this. Biden has made sure to communicate that this time it will be different, and he has been calling for a smooth transition. President Joe Biden and President-elect Donald Trump met in the Oval Office for nearly 2 hours on Wednesday, resuming hallmark of America's peaceful transfer of power that Trump himself flouted in 2020. The two men, seated by a roaring fire, shook hands before reporters and news cameras. President Biden spoke first, calling for the smooth transition and telling Trump he would do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated. Trump followed by thanking Biden. Politics is tough, and it's in many cases not a very nice world. But it is a nice world today, Trump said. And I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get. And I very much appreciate that, Joe. So this is a different scenario, which the world is happy to see, because this has been as well causes for all of this law problems and yes. Legal concerns there have been from the last transitions, which as well has created problems for this election and many of the Republicans not wanting to vote Trump as he didn't do things right last time when he left office.
It's been a few challenging years for U.S. So
and now they're looking at even more challenging years to come with like Trump being in the runnings.
Especially that in other news outlets like in Era News, they are people are debating on what this president will bring to office and how this will change the relationships with the EU, especially in terms of wars and what is going to happen in Gaza, what is happening in Ukraine. Many countries in the EU, like Germany, are concerned that the aid that they were giving to Ukraine, especially from the United States part, will stop, which will force either Ukraine to have to leave their territory or a very bigger escalation of the war. And
yes, this U.S. outcome will have a big effect on U.S. or EU. So
yeah, of course. I think so too. It's going to have an impact, especially on the economy, as well as Joe Biden is going to meet for the summit with the Chinese president, which Trump says, because of his American First policy, that he will find a way to change these relationships with China. So the world is also waiting to see how these relationships will change. So overall, to sum it up, him coming to office is going to be a smooth transition, and world policies are going to change. So stay with us, don't leave us, and here we're going to be back.
Radio U.
No way to play. So this was the fresh news of the day. Here we were with you, Katerina,
Monica,
and Giselle.
Don't forget to mark your calendars with the brightest highlighters you can find in order to tune in for our session of press reviews every Thursday.
Of course. And we'll hear more news from everyone else. So let's stay in touch.
Buona giornata.
Press review. On Radio Europe.